This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The rights of spouse. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says in surah, is that from you he created your mates, that you may find serenity, peace, happiness, satisfaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. They are your clothing and you are their clothing. Makes you glorious. It makes you feel confident. It makes you feel comfortable. This is the purpose of clothing. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best of you among all are those who are best to their family, and I am best to my family. The rights of spouse. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he calls this relationship as an ayah, as a sign, as a miracle, as an evidence. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says in Surah Ar-Rum, Surah number 30, Ayah number 21. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, and among his signs is that from you he created your mates, that you may find serenity, peace, happiness, satisfaction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he placed love, affection and mercy between you. Indeed, in it are the signs for those who reflect, who think about it. This ayah itself is enough for us to understand the importance of the relationship. But of course, any relationship, for it to survive and sustain for long term, it must have certain set of rights and certain set of duties. No relationship will flourish if it does not have the justified rights and duties towards each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. They are your clothing and you are their clothing. Subhanallah, this is such a profound way of expressing the core of the relationship between husband and wife. Allah calls it as libas, as clothing. What does the clothing do? It protects, it beautifies, it covers, it makes you glorious, it makes you feel confident, it makes you feel comfortable. This is the purpose of clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah that they are clothing to you and you are clothing to them. This is again a profound way of looking at this relationship. Subhanallah, the rights become much more important when Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions these things in the Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he mentions very clearly in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 228. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, they have rights over you, similar that you have rights over them. Meaning that both husband has the right, likewise the wife also has the rights. So both of them, they have rights towards each other. So what the rights of the husband, the wife has to fulfill as a duty. And whatever the rights of the wife, the husband has to fulfill as a duty. And that is the reason. The best example for us to emulate, to copy, to find solution and the way is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in various ahadith talks about the rights and duties of husbands and wives. And at the beginning itself, if we actually look at how beautiful the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can be understood with a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best of you. Now he regarded category, right? He classified this category as the best. He said, the best of you among all are those who are best to their family, and I am best to my families. Meaning that if you want to be regarded as best You do not need a bona fide or certificate from an external party. Your wife, your family should certify you as the best person. Subhanallah, we may be very good outside with others, but when it comes to our own family, we're not good at, at times. So we need to make sure that it needs to be our own family that should be our priority. Subhanallah.